and I didn't know this really up until a couple of years ago, and I hate to admit this, is that tomatoes are actually fruits.
True.
So theoretically, because I know someone's going to probably call us out on that.
Yeah, don't you know tomatoes are fruits? Episode 31 of Charted New Haven Pizza Show, Tree 1.
Tree 1. You got it. Finally, you got it, Kevin. Finally.
We are in April now. It is Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski, and we are back in the studio.
Yep.
We've been out over the past couple episodes. We've been at different places starting the year on location, but this week, we got the new tablecloth.
We got the new tablecloth and our video guy's already giving us a hard time. You know, you needed a little break. You didn't like to travel too much. And he's giving me a hard time about my small milled new tablecloth.
I love it. It looks like we're in an old school pizzeria, like in the 80s.
Exactly.
You know what we should get? We got to get some of those shakers, like the Parmesan cheese and the red pepper flakes.
Yeah, the old glass ones with the metal tops
right.
on.
Every time we film here, we'll keep adding different things to make it look more like a pizzeria. I do want to shout out my daughter. I framed her photos. Look at that artwork.
Very nice.
Nice job, Grace. We got that one. We got the slice. Now, the reason why I bring this one out is because multiple people who I've showed this photo to say, did she draw a pineapple on that slice? And I have to
believe... Let me see this thing.
I have to believe that it's mozzarella.
No, it but looks like pineapple.
I asked her. I said, what are these squares? And she's like, cheese? And so I think it's cheese. But... Because she's never seen pineapple on pizza because I refuse. So I don't know how she would even know that.
Finally, there's hope for you.
But that helps us segue into this first story because this has been going viral. Multiple people have sent it to me that people are putting, mostly in Australia, orange slices on pizza. Pineapple's one thing. Oranges, I can already tell by your face, you're not in on this.
No good. On so many levels, no good. Just my... Now, I love oranges.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And I love orange juice. There was a place I used to go skiing up in Vermont, Killington, and there's a place called Peppers.
Yep.
They had this fresh squeezed orange juice, which was absolutely amazing.
Oh, sounds great.
But there's no way in my wildest dreams I would ever put it on pizza.
There's something about fruit on pizza that just doesn't go. Now, while I'm 100% anti-pineapple on pizza... I do kind of get when the places make it and they're like ham and Hawaiian and they have like a theme to it. There's no theme to oranges. Like, you're just putting oranges on a pizza and it's too watery. Like, it's going to water down the sauce.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, but you're actually a good study with that. But the funny thing about it is, and I didn't know this really up until a couple of years ago, and I hate to admit this, is that tomatoes are actually fruits.
True.
So theoretically, because I know someone's going to probably call us out on that.
You know, don't you know tomatoes are fruits?
Exactly.
It's different, though. It like oranges, they're very acidic. They're very juicy. Like that just doesn't mix well, I feel like. Now, maybe if there's a pizza that's like a white pie. Now, we get into this all the time. Then it turns into like a flatbread. Like if you're making something with other items like that, it's just turning into a flatbread, not really a pizza.
Yeah, it's a fruit cup pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to throw some grapes on there too? Like, what is happening? I'm out on oranges on pizza.
Yeah, oranges on pizza's out. You know, it would be very interesting to have pineapple and oranges and give it a shot, but I'm just not sure what you would. You know, it just like even a mozzarella base. I mean, I don't know. I just.
Now, if any of these places in Connecticut want to make one and have us try it, maybe I'd be swayed. I don't know. I've actually never tried it, so you never know.
Well, like I said, you know, I the one time I had pineapple on pizza was at Granite Beach in Guilford. Hmm. They got tree joints.
tree.
And I got to tell you, it was not horrible.
Okay.
So it was basically a regular mozzarella pizza. It had bacon and pineapple. So it kind of had that sweet and kind of tangy kind of thing. And it wasn't horrible. I mean, I've never had it after that, but...
Yeah, I would never go out of my way. If a place has a specialty that's like their thing, then I'd be willing to try it. I would need it to be like almost charred. Like I would need the pineapple to be a little crispy.
Yeah.
You know, like it can't just be like a cold pineapple on there. No.
Yeah, no good.
So segueing into a multiple, there's a lot of pizza news in Connecticut as far as like actual pizza places.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked before in the past about it's so hard to open a brand new pizza place in Connecticut or anywhere really, but to when you don't have the years of recognition of what your place is. And there's actually two, one just opened and one's about to open in Milford. So Fire Engine Pizza, let's start there. Because yeah. This has been, now you and I both live in Milford.
Yeah.
But I feel like even amongst throughout Connecticut and the surrounding area of Milford, people for 5 years, it feels like, have been saying like, this is going to open in Milford. And it's been this almost like a folklore. And then it finally opened.
I heard there were ghosts in the windows because yeah. It's in a firehouse, kind of like, I think it's in the Woodmont section yep. of Milford. And yeah, you know, I think it opened up like a month ago. If you guys have listened to this Fire Engine, I tried to contact you guys and call you, and I haven't heard anything back, but we'd love to do an episode down there.
Well, I would love to, because I want to hear the whole story from their side of it, because you see a lot in Facebook groups, you know, yeah. not just the pizza group that you have, but, you know, you see it in the Milford Facebook groups and yeah. whatever. You just see it around, you know, on all the Connecticut news sites and stuff. It's going to open. It almost became like a running gag. Like, is it ever going to open? Like, and then you would see, like, there'd be a pickup truck parked outside and everyone would be like,
get excited.
What's happening?
Right.
But then in the past couple of weeks, there was like a delivery truck and people were like, oh, something really is happening. And then there's all rumors like, no, it's not. Yes, it is. But then one day I opened up Facebook and there was a picture of people eating pizza in Fire Engine Pizza in Milford. And I was like, wow, it finally happened.
Yeah, I got to go there. And I actually might even go there tonight because I'm going out with my neighbor next door. But I think they actually started out with a mobile pizza truck. Like they actually had a fire engine with, with an old fire engine with an oven on the back, you know, back of it.
Yep.
And I, back when I used to be in shape, I used to run these road, you know, a bunch of road races, but there was one in Milford. And I had a couple of slices after the run and I was like, oh, this is good. And I've been to Shelton a couple of times. And I think they also have one, which I think they first started in Bridgeport. It's like on the Bridgeport yep. Fairfield line, Black Rock.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. There has been some locations other than the, obviously the Milford one, but
yeah.
It's cool that it's in a fire station though, or an old fire station.
Yeah. I mean, it's really cool. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens because it's in a pretty residential area.
Yeah.
You know, down the street from that, there are a couple of restaurants. You know, I wish them the best of luck, and I definitely want to check it out for sure.
Yeah, we'd love to do an episode there. Now, the next one in Milford, before we get to the big story that I have here, is Pizza Life. So I did the St. Patrick's Day parade with the radio station with Star, and we were going down, you know, the route goes into that little downtown
area. Dog legs.
Yep, it goes to the right, and that Pizza Life, the sign is up now, multiple signs.
Yeah.
So it's not just the plywood on the windows anymore. And I was like, oh, things are happening at this Pizza Life. And then I saw a Facebook post recently that had job basically postings, like right. dishwasher, you know, cooks, like all that.
You know, they're getting close.
And I was like, yeah, this is going to open soon. Now, I don't know much about Pizza Life besides there was a Westport location, I believe.
I think there is. And I think I remember maybe 3, 4, or 5 months ago, they contacted me about doing something down there or us doing something down there. And so I just been waiting for them to open.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens because I think they're like a sourdough New York style.
That's what one of the signs says. Yeah, yeah. Sourdough. It's sourdough and yeah, New York style. So it's very different from Connecticut, from New Haven style.
Yep.
Or you know, there's obviously all different styles in Connecticut, but it's very different from New Haven. So it'll be interesting. The other interesting part of it on like a pizza sort of like friendly competition level is that they're like two doors down from Colony, Milford.
Oh yeah.
So that's going to be a little downtown rivalry right there.
And down the street from, it's out of Los
Angeles.
Jimmy's the Beats,
which yes. just reopened.
Yes.
They just renovated their whole place. So yeah, we got a nice little pizza competition happening in Milford.
Yeah. You know, and it could be, you know, there's a lot of new apartment buildings coming downtown Milford, both that are already housed and some of them that are just, you know, getting going. Mm-hmm. And also there's a big bar crowd.
Yeah.
downtown Milford. So
is Milford becoming the pizza capital of Connecticut?
Now I see where you're going with that, dog.
If you base it on number of pizzerias, I'd be interested to see. I'm just saying. But the Colony shout out kind of
Strega too. I think Strega.
Oh yeah. Well, Strega I consider like an Italian restaurant.
Yeah,
though, right?
But I think they sell Neapolitan pizza.
Yeah, they do. So you actually have all different styles. You're right. You got Papa's too.
Yep.
Jimmy's. You got New Haven style. You got Bar Pie. You got the Neapolitan.
I don't think the place on the corner. I know Richie Conine owns it. I forget the name of it, but it's a big bar spot. I don't think they have pizza. Stonebridge.
They might have flatbreads.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not a I wouldn't consider that a pizzeria. If I'm counting the pizzerias in Milford,
you're right.
I think it needs to be. I don't want to say has pizza in the name, but it needs to be like a traditional pizzeria, you know. But I'm going to count them one time, and we'll do an episode on the number of pizzerias. But the Colony thing reminded me that Rico's, which is basically like the friendly rival to Colony.
Well, I don't think they're friendly. No.
I don't know the whole story. They don't like each other? A little drama there?
I don't think they like each other, and I'm pretty sure there was some... I'll call it litigation.
All right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's definitely... They're not sending Christmas cards to each other.
All right. So
that's for sure.
That makes it even better then, that they're like real rivals.
Oh, yeah, they're real rivals.
Man, I until I got into this pizza game, I didn't realize how many rivalries and sort of the pizza world is fascinating. It's like pro sports. It's like... It's so crazy. Like, there's so many levels and layers to it.
It is. It's complicated, and... You know, there's places that don't particularly like each other. There's people that don't particularly like each other. You know, I think we all kind of are cordial, but, it's interesting.
Right. all these places, like we said, we'll do episodes anywhere. So, yeah. Like, you contact us, we're coming. But this Rico's I thought was interesting because I used to live in South Norwalk years ago, and there was the one Rico's down in Norwalk, which just, you get takeout. Like, you don't sit there. You just go grab a pie. It's the bar pie, the crispy edges, just like Colony. Like, they're the same thing. But now this story about Rico's has 11 locations. So they're about to have 11 locations, and they're all turning to full-service restaurants. So the Norwalk location, now full-service pizzeria. So in the article I have right here, Rico's is growing via franchising, and the Norwalk location is the brand's 11th. It's the sixth Rico's pizza in Connecticut. They also have locations in New York, Florida, and Vermont, and then a new one opening in North Carolina soon. So wow. I had no idea that they had expanded that far.
I didn't either, nor did I have any idea that they actually franchised. Because it's hard to grow something like that, like with one owner. You know, because it's obviously financing every single one of those locations and payroll and all the other stuff that goes into it. It's crazy. But like anything else, if you're not good, whether it's New Haven style, bar style, you don't last.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, it's not it, right. I mean, it's so true. And, you know, they survived on just making pizza for a long time. So I imagine that this will just make it better. Now, a couple of the key points here that they say. So they're going to have a huge bar. So a 37-foot long bar with 24 stools, 24 beers on tap. You know, big screen TVs are going to be showing sports. Now, when I see that type of stuff, it starts to escape the pizzeria thing, you know? Yeah. It's like we were talking about with the other restaurants. You know, you become a restaurant, dining, bar, pizzeria, not just a pizza place.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, it's a business.
True.
And there's an Italian word, scatol. It's all about the scatol.
I don't know if
and
I
that's
say
the
that.
Money.
Scarlo? How do you say it?
Scatol.
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 Yeah, scatol. And that's what it's all about. And so, obviously, you know, there's a lot of money in selling liquor.
Right. True.
And even though people will fight me on this, there's not a ton of money in pizza. There's just not.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying you can't make money, but it's not like you're going to become a multi-zillionaire if you open up a pizzeria.
Right. You got to have the passion for it. It's a passion game, you know?
It is. And a lot of people have the passion, but unfortunately, passion doesn't pay the bills.
Right.
So it makes sense to me that they would kind of maybe, you know, add to the offering, so to speak, and have that big bar, because that's probably where the money comes from.
Yeah. Now on the other side of the coin, you know, we talked about these new places opening and expanding. I saw this article about Nextdoor in New Haven, who, you know, Doug Coffin, very first episode of Chard, he was our guest, you know, started Big Green Truck and now Nextdoor. And it was rumors for a little bit, but it is true that they're going to be closing down.
Yeah, their last day that they're going to be serving the public is, I think, April 6th. And then I think they have some parties scheduled, and I think they're going to do those, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so April 6th, yeah, so this weekend. Yeah,
next weekend.
Well, this is coming out on the 4th. Yeah, we record. So the 6th is probably going to be the last chance for you to go there.
Yeah. And, you know, I've run my school there for 2.5 years. And so I've got some other things in the works. And so, you know, the whole thing is kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because Doug is probably, and I'm not saying this because, you know, I rent from him, but he's one of the most decent human beings I've ever met in my life.
Oh, he's the best. You know, I met him when we did that interview, and I met him at the Pizza Fest that we've done too. But yeah, just a genuine great guy, great stories, you know, smart guy.
I mean, his success, obviously, his huge success was Big Green Truck.
Yep.
And without him and his idea, as crazy as people thought he was, and he's definitely a little crazy, all entrepreneurs are. You know, we wouldn't have the mobile business that we have now in Connecticut in general.
Totally.
And so, you know, I think he just kind of got tired of, you know, the trucks and wanted to do something brick and mortar. And, you know, he was around for 5 years and, you know.
Do you think someone will buy it and keep it pizza or no?
That's a good question. You know, there was someone I think interested and it just didn't work out and just want to leave it at that for a multitude of reasons.
Yep.
But I don't know, you know, and I'm going to try to continue to even do my classes.
I was
going to
say, is it going to affect your classes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, on some level it will. It won't affect my classes because I've got several other places I could go to.
Right.
But I love that place.
Yeah, it's the perfect spot. I mean, I had my 40th birthday party there last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really cool spot. So, you know, the hope is that someone would buy it, and whether they reinvent it or rename it, but keep the spirit of pizza in New Haven and...
Yeah, and for those people that know that building, it used to be Humphrey's for a long time, which was a crazy nightclub.
Yep.
It was several places prior to that. I mean, it's got a ton of history, which, you know, I love, and it's a great building. It's a standalone building. It's got a parking lot right next to it.
Yep.
So, yeah, hopefully, you know, it keeps going.
Yeah, I would love to see it stay pizza, but I get it. You know, someone might decide to knock it down, build apartments, something else, whatever. But it would be nice if they kept the spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, or some restaurant of that form. You know, it's really built for pizza because it's got that beautiful...
And it's a cool building. Cool building. You got the front dining room. You got the back bar. You got the... Yeah, it's a cool spot.
And it's an up-and-coming neighborhood. And by that, I mean, you know, they're starting to invest money in there. And there's a lot of, you know, younger people starting to move in there. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Now, since the last time we had an episode come out, we did do a Instagram Live where we talked about Pizza Fest because we announced Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest 2025, your tree...
Trey, baby.
With Brown Roofing. Big thanks to Brown Roofing. Those guys are awesome, and they loved being part of the last year, so they're helping us out this year with it, with the sponsorship.
And they're all over the place, man. Every time I go on social media, they're doing this hat. They're giving someone a roof. They're doing this. They're smart.
They're smart. Yeah. They're getting out there. And the tickets are on sale now. So, you know, we did a big push the day that they went on sale. You can go to ctpizzaandbrewfest.com. You can get them there. And it's $20 GA. And $50 VIP.
I thought it was 10.
Is it 10? Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's 10.
I don't want to screw that up. Let me hold. You're right. 10 bucks.
Oh, you got me nervous there.
Here we go. Tickets on sale now. GA, 10 bucks. So, yeah, let's go through it real fast. So, $10 gets you in the door from 1 to 4.
Yep.
$3 cheese slices, free beer samples in the little brewery area.
Yep.
And then other slices are available through the pizza trucks if they're selling their whole menu.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, we're gonna have the panels again. So some form or fashion, we're gonna have the Icons of New Haven. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a free pizza class. So if you want to learn how to make New Haven style pizza,
there you go.
You know, where are you gonna do that for $10?
That's worth admission right there. Yeah, $10.
Yeah, and you know it's a super value.
Yeah, and the VIP ticket is $50, and that gets you in an hour earlier. So 12. So 12 to 1.
Yep.
You get free pizza samples from 12 to 1. That's what you want. That's the best. So
you could be a gavone the whole hour.
right. 12:57. You're just grabbing slices. All the pizza you can eat, samples, free beer samples, and then the free beer, you know, samples last all day. You can stay till 4. Obviously, you can stay for the whole event if you buy the VIP.
Yep.
And you're just treated like a very important pizza person. That's the best part.
Absolutely. And there's going to be live music.
Yes. Yeah, so
I don't know if they announced the bands yet.
We haven't yet, but I've heard some of the bands that they're talking to. It's going to be real cool.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be super fun. So last year was great. We had the two party bands. It's going to be similar to that. But yeah, we got some cool names lined up.
Well, every year we do it, you know, we learn, you know, and this is a new thing for us. And so, you know, every year is hopefully bigger, better, stronger, faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And, oh, the date, it's July 20th.
Correct.
Sunday, July 20th. Sunday, July 20th is the date, so get your tickets for that. Now, I want to talk about your pizza song. So our theme song, music video, you filmed, what was it? A few months ago? Three months ago?
Yeah, like mid-November, we started filming a professional video.
So what's the update on that?
So the update on that is we're wrapping it up. We actually did some stuff this weekend, going to each one of the pizzerias that we mentioned in the song, mm-hmm. taking pictures. So I think our goal is to get it out April 15th.
Okay, nice.
So
a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks, hopefully. And we're going to do press release, all the other stuff. And it's just kind of a fun song.
It'll be on YouTube and you can watch it everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's our theme song, right?
From the episode.
That's cool.
Yep. Hopefully to state of Connecticut.
we'll have our own music video. That's neat.
Absolutely.
it's like TRL, MTV days. And then the other thing is, so you went to the Pizza Expo last year. That's going on now?
Yeah, that's going on right now.
In Vegas,
it's basically 15,000-20,000 people who are just passionate about pizza.
Yeah.
I decided not to go this year because they have another event this year in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do that one. I'm probably going to do Pizza Expo like every other year.
Yep. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it. And, you know, I could drive to Ohio and I don't really want to drive to Las Vegas.
That's a long ride.
Yeah, it's a long drive. But the cool part about that is that I'm actually also they're upping their game as far as the judging goes of the pizza. So they're actually coming up with some curriculum. So I'm involved in that, which is really cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, I mean this I think it's today, tomorrow, and Thursday.
Meaning when we're recording.
Yes.
So it happened.
You always have to remind me.
It happened
me
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
He's the professional. I'm the amateur. Yeah. So hopefully next month we'll have some updates on anything that's happened there.
Nice. And then to close out, Parking Lot Pizza. That it's springtime. So when the first day of spring hit, I was like, oh, Parking Lot Pizza is going to start soon.
I see. You know, even down my house, I see everyone's getting their cars out. You hear a rumbling, blah 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 blah, coming down the road, and so I was trying to be cautious, and I did not book anything for April.
Right.
So I start May, June, July, August. If you want to go and find out where all of our events are, it's Parking Lot Pizza on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a whole group.
Yeah, there's a whole group. But I'm actually starting, I'm calling it the Get Your Car Out of the Garage gathering at Manja in North Haven.
Okay.
Mid-April.
So we'll
I think it's the 16th, but don't.
We'll let the people know. Yeah. We'll put it on our socials or the Facebook group. Yeah. So they can go to the Facebook group when it's confirmed.
Yeah. So if you've got an old car, a new car, a sports car, a classic motorcycle, bring it down. That's what it's all about.
And it's not a car show. It's just a meetup.
It's not a car show. It's a gathering. You don't have to have a car. But all we ask is that if you do come down there to talk to us, meet us, socialize, just park away from, you know, the classic cars.
Yeah, where the cars are happening. Yeah, because it's cool. So, like, I like to go to those things and just look at the cars, you know. Even though I have my Subaru, like, I'm going to park it over here and go look at the cars. That's going to be awesome. I once the nice weather starts hitting, I was like, oh, I'm getting excited for this parking lot.
Yeah, and it's midweek, which I did it for, you know, by design because I want to get people out of the house.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So that does it for episode 31. Thank you so much. It is springtime, and everyone get out there. Like Parking Lot Pizza, you're excited for that.
Yep.
You know, get out, buy your tickets to Pizza Fest, ctpizzaandbrewfest.com, and we'll be back in a couple weeks with a very special guest from the state of Maine.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying, why Maine? You'll find out. You'll find out in a couple weeks. It's going to be awesome. So thanks so much. I'm Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky. Remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
A pizza, it's time to eat.